Texas School of the Air welcomes you to your story parade.
Oh, play the pipe, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With happy smiles and marching feet, the parade is coming down the street. Here comes the lion, and there is Andy. Winnie the Pooh and Jack a Dandy. Red Riding Hood and the little red hen. Jack and Jill and King Cole's men. Oh, play the fife, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With kings and queens in silks arrayed, your story parade.
Boys and girls, you're listening to Your Story Parade. It's the transcribed radio program all for you. Ah, yes, and today is the last of 12 stories that have come to you on your radio every week at this time from Your Story Parade Lady.
Hello, John, and hello again, everyone listening.
Story Parade Lady, your friends are waiting to hear you say, what's the name of the story today?
Oh, today it's a story about a donkey and a dog and a cat and a rooster. The dog and the donkey and the cat and the rooster who wanted to be the town musicians of Bremen.
That's the story, the town musicians of Bremen.
Now, the town musicians of Bremen is a play-like story of animal people who talk among themselves like people do. Yes, and who knows really what animals say in animal talk among themselves? People know how to talk only words that people understand. Well, anyway, long ago and far away, on a farm near the German town of Bremen, a farmer had a donkey who all his life had been a very hard-working animal. But now, the donkey wasn't as young as he used to be, and he couldn't work as hard as he used to work. So one day, the farmer came in the house and said to his wife,
"Now, see here, wife, our donkey's getting old. He doesn't work as hard as he used to work. Tomorrow, I'll take him to Bremen to market. I'll sell his skin to the drum maker to make a drum. With the money I get, I can buy a new donkey."
But the donkey was listening close by the window, and the donkey said, Well, that's what the donkey words really sounded like to the farmer. But really, in donkey talk, the donkey was saying this.
Oh, master, please don't sell me to the drum maker to make a drum out of my skin.
But when the donkey saw that the farmer could not understand his donkey words, the donkey decided to run away.
To be a Bremen town musician.
That's right. To be a town musician in Bremen town. He wanted to get a musician's job of singing, you know, because he thought he had a very fine voice. He didn't know that people would always hear his voice like this. Never would his voice be a pretty voice to sing for people to listen to in Bremen town. And so you can see how he was headed for trouble in wanting to be a town musician. But away he went just the same. Slowly he walked away at first. And then he went faster and faster until he was running as fast as he could go. And at last, he stopped like this. What was that the donkey saw in the grass beside the road? Why, it was an old hound dog. An old hound dog with a very old and very doggy bark, like this. Really, though, the dog was saying,
"Well, no, I'm a dog. That's what I am, a dog. Anybody can see it, I guess."
Yes, and so the donkey explained that he was going to Bremen town to get a job of being a town musician, all because his master had wanted to sell him to make a drum. Then the dog explained that he too could run away from home. He said,
"Well, now, my master said I'm no good to him. He says I'm stupid. You're stupid. That's what he says. And so I run away."
You can go with me. You can be a musician, too."
And so the dog decided to go to Bremen town with the donkey. Both of them were to be musicians, they hoped, because the dog thought that he had a very fine singing voice. He didn't know that to real people his singing voice would sound like this. Oh, me, what an awful howling and yowling. And everyone can imagine, I'm sure, how it would sound if the donkey and the dog should both try to sing together. Just listen. What a dreadful sound. Oh, the poor things. And to think that they think it's pretty. Well, they weren't in Bremerton yet, although they have started to town together. No, sir. And right now they've stopped beside the road to see about something in the bushes. The something made a noise like this.
Oh, I'm only a cat who's run away from home.
He says he's a cat. He's run away from home.
He's run away like we have.
Another fellow who had run away from home. Yes, indeed. That's what the cat was, because his master had moved away and left no one to feed him. All but the donkey and the dog knew what to say, all right. They said for the cat to come along to Bremerton with them, and there they'd all get jobs as town musicians. Yes, and for a bit of practice, they all sang together like this.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
And so away and on down went our fine friends on their way to Bremerton. Poor thing. Because really, people would never like to hear them sing, you know. Well, but presently they stopped beside the road for a stranger who said... It was a rooster, of course. And he said that he, too, had run away from home. Why, his master had wanted to cook him into a fine plate of chicken and dumplings. And no rooster will ever want to be cooked into a plate of chicken and dumplings. No, sir.
Now, don't you worry, young fellow.
Yes, the donkey said for the rooster not to worry, because he, too, could go along to Bremerton to get a job of being town musician and singer of songs.
Well, now, I'm a dog, and everybody else is going, and sure you can go. Well, yes, right now.
Aw, me. What a sight they were to see and hear. For down the road they went together, singing a bit of practice like this.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Oh, me. Trouble was ahead, it would seem, if ever our fine friends should come to Bremerton and there try to be singing musicians. Well, what do you think, everyone listening? But the night came when our friends were still a long way out in the country. Yes, they were still in the middle of the woods looking for a place to sleep. When suddenly, off up a little winding trail, they saw a house with a light that shone through the window. The rooster started to crow. It was the donkey who shushed the rooster, and then together they all tiptoed up to the window of the old house. The donkey, being the tallest, peered in the window.
Well, seen anything?
I see some robbers and thieves in there.
Robbers and thieves indeed were in there. Four of them around a table in front of a fire with a fireplace. Yes, and on the table were all kinds of fine food and gold and jewels and money. Oh, but our friends knew what to do, all right. They'd frighten the robbers and thieves away and live there in the woods forever. Yes, they would. And this is the way they did it. Yes, sir. Those robbers and thieves had run away for their lives. I would, too, wouldn't you? And our friends went in the house and had a fine dinner. And then they were ready for bed. Well, the donkey made a bed of straw in the corner.
The corner by the door.
And the cat said that he'd sleep real close by the fireplace, where the ashes still were warm. And the rooster? Yes, the rooster flew up high in the ceiling to sleep on a rafter all night.
I sleep here by the window.
And soon they were all fast asleep. But the robbers and thieves weren't asleep. They sent back their bravest robber to see what it was that had frightened them away. Oh, the night was very late when he came creeping back. And the night sounded late at night. Can you hear it? Quietly, the robber came in the door. And quietly, yes, very quietly, there he is inside right now. Shh, he's talking to himself.
I am a brave fellow. A brave, brave robber. I'll tiptoe over by the fireplace. Fire's gone out. Only two little coals of fire that look like the eyes of a cat. I'll touch a piece of paper to them to start a fire.
Save me! Save the
Yes, indeed, everyone listening. The cat spit and scratched the robber, and the dog barked and bit his leg, and the rooster crowed and pecked his ears, and the donkey brayed and kicked him out of the door. And away he ran, never, never, never to return again.
Well, no, he never did come back.
He better not come back.
Now or ever. And that was the rooster's way of saying no, sir, and no, indeed. So our fine musicians of Brementown never did get to Brementown after all. They stayed right there to live together in the deep, deep woods. And I guess they're living there yet, even to this very day. And that's the end of our story.
Oh, thank you, Story Parade Lady. What a happy story it was.
Why, thank you, John, and thank you, everyone who listened. You know, this is the last of our last story until next time. So goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone, from me, too. Today was the last in a series of 12 stories presented as a transcribed public service program by the Texas School of the Air, State Department of Education, in cooperation with the Texas Association for Childhood Education. Your story parade lady was Helen Kelly. Wesley Davis wrote the scripts. Now this is John Allen saying goodbye until another day.